Above Car Care, how can I help you?
Hey, is Vong there?
Give me 1 second.
Sure.
Hi, can I help you?
Hey, is this Vong?
Yes, it is. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. This is Megan with the bank at Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm pretty good.
Good. I just wanted to confirm some information that we have on file here, and then I can answer any questions that you have for us. This is for Above Ventures LLC, right?
Right.
Is that obviously an LLC then?
Right.
How long have you been in business?
Well, we've been in business for 4 years now, since 2012, but we reorganized in 2015, as far as just the name, because it was just a partnership in the beginning with a no LLC, and then after that we just filed the 2015 with the LLC.
Okay. And then, do you guys have a website?
We do.
What's your website?
Abovecarcare.com.
Abovecarcare.com. All right. And we have your phone number or your cell phone down as 925-363-7711. Is that right?
Yeah, that's actually my other line. That's my other line. If I don't hear it, I don't usually pick it up. But I'll give you my cell phone number if you need it.
Yeah, what is it? 925-708-6437. 6437, all right. And, yeah, I think that's it. So we have a lot of different programs. Kind of let me know what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction.
Well, right now I'm trying to consolidate because we have one year term loan with a daily draw, mm-hmm. and then we have another one which was an advance, which is also a daily draw for 7 months. I want to consolidate that, plus I need additional capital, plus an equipment that I'm trying to get, which I have the numbers for. So I'm just trying to make this, you know, as least. I don't know if you have any term loans where it's on a monthly basis. I prefer doing that than actually doing the daily draw, mm-hmm. Where you just take it out of the bank directly. I don't know if you have that available or not. And then just go from there. I don't know if the equipment loan is separate from the other ones or what. Just kind of an idea what you guys do.
Yeah. Let me ask you a few more questions about that. So what kind of equipment are you looking for?
We need an alignment rack. We're getting ready to start doing tires and alignment.
Oh,
along
okay.
with what we're doing now is just, right now we're doing general auto repair plus smart checks.
Okay. And so that would be kind of a new avenue for revenue for you guys?
Exactly. So we just got another building next to us. So I just want to have enough cash flow going to like any new revenue is always going to take some time, but
sure.
just a matter of I don't want to use up all of our cash and you know be stuck, and that's why I'm trying to look to see if I can get some more capital while this is still running.
Mm-hmm. So are you guys now running out of both of those buildings, or is that something where you're moving to that building?
No, we're running out of both.
Oh, okay. So for the alignment rack, you said that was going to, how much was that going to be?
I have a proposal here from them. Let's see here. Comes with a lot of good gadgets, I guess. Okay, so total investment looks like with everything look like it's almost 60,000. It's 58,967.
Okay. That's 60,000. And then, is that going to be new equipment, or is that for a used piece of equipment?
Brand new.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you've already picked out your vendor, I take it, since you have a quote?
Yeah. We're going to use Hunter.
Okay. All right, Hunter. Have you asked them about financing at all for equipment? Do they do that?
Who?
Hunter.
They wanted to lease it, and I was looking in to see if I can just buy it outright.
Right.
Which, because the lease is a lot more expensive, it looks like.
Okay.
That's what I can tell. I don't know.
Okay.
Just
yeah.
My options.
Exactly. We do EFAs. We call them equipment finance agreements. So that would be like, you know, structured like a car note where you're just buying it outright, paying monthly payments. So that would be a, you know, conventional monthly payment like that. And then as far as for the capital, you said you had two different short-term loans right now. Is that right?
Right. Two short-term loans, which I can get you the payoff on it if you need it, so that way you have an idea of what you're looking at.
Okay.
Just so you can see it.
Sure. Just for the sake of conversation, do you know about the balance on the one-year loan?
I actually don't. I have to get it from them.
Oh, okay.
I think I got it in like end of last year. So we're almost 6 months into it already. And then the other one I got it in, the 7 month one was, I got it in around March. So that's only been like
a couple months. Okay.
Yeah.
This one you got in March. And then what was the original amount for those loans?
One was for 40 and one was for 10. So about 50,000 total.
Okay. So the 40 was probably the year long. Is that right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then this one was 10 for the 7 month. And you said that was in advance. Are you talking like through your credit card processing? Is that how they did that?
No. They do, you know, those, what they call it, AR future, AR advancement for advances, like, they use my future revenue to give me some money for ahead. So I guess they call it some kind of cash advancement or something like that.
Mm, okay.
I don't know. I went through these brokers. I've been going straight to my bank and they won't lend me anything. They said it's really tight on, I don't know. And I try, you know, every so often years, and they still won't lend me money. These are the only guys that are able to lend me money, and they want money every day, which I don't want, you know. If there's a monthly thing, that would be more reasonable.
Okay. We have daily, weekly, and monthly payments for working mm-hmm. capital. But most of our programs are going to be daily or weekly. But we do have longer term programs, so maybe we can, you know, consolidate those two and get you a better payment, or, you know, weekly or something that maybe would work better for you.
Okay.
So what was the total payback on those two loans? Do you know?
I have to look it up. Well, right now, I don't know how much I owe left. I would have to email them, and they'll give me a payoff. Usually pretty fast, like the same day. So I can always call you back and let you know.
Okay.
If you give me an email address, I can email that to you.
That way
That way you have an idea what numbers you're looking at.
Mm-hmm. Do you have the loan agreement from the, like, when you originally signed the paperwork? That's probably what I would need.
You mean the original one? Yeah, let me see if I can look it through the email here.
Yeah.
Yeah. find it. Oh, I could log into the account. Hold on 1 second.
So I'm looking at a UCC filing right here for you from Knight mm-hmm. Capital. Is that who you have the your loan through?
Yeah, that's the 7 month one. The 1 year one is called IOU Financial, but I think they sold it to somebody else. But I'm not sure how that works either. The pool is from something payments something, but originally I went through IOU Financial.
Okay. And then you said the 7 month was with Knight, because this UCC right. filing is from October of last year, but you said you got it in March.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know why the current one is not showing up. The one in last year is already done. It's paid off already.
Oh, you had a Knight one from October of last year.
Yeah.
That two. Done oh, okay. Did you kind of like refinance that one or pull out
no.
more kind of thing? Oh, okay, you just paid it all off and then you got another one in March.
Right, I got a bigger one.
Oh, okay.
Well, not that big, but.
Right.
Let me see if I could log in here real quick okay. to the one that is the bigger one. It'll tell me. So the original was $40,000. Yeah.
Was okay. The 12 and then year. What was the total payback on it?
Total payback was, let's see if I can read this right. Looks like 43,440. Yeah. Gross loan, is that what that means? Or is that something else?
Maybe, is there another number that's like a, maybe says rate factor or something? It would be like a 1 point something number?
No, I don't think it gives me any more information than that.
Mm. Well, let me ask you this.
Oh,
Let me see if I could.
Nope, that's it. That's all okay. it shows me.
So what's your daily payment? We can figure out from that, too.
I think I was able to open it. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Just open details. Let me see. Nope, never mind. The daily payment is $212.
Okay, and what about for the other one? Do you know the daily payment on that?
$134.
Okay, $134. Okay, so sounds like, I don't know, you have about $50,000 of consolidation there, and then how much cash were you looking for business expenses and kind of cash flow? How much were you looking
To keep me, I want at least 6 months worth until our other revenue starts coming, you know, getting pick up. So I don't know how much, I'm trying to think, maybe another 20 to 30,000.
Okay.
If possible.
30.
I know that there's always like, you know, there's a smaller one and then I can, after that, they're usually like, you guys can re-look at it and give me more later. That's what I was told by these people, but I haven't renewed it. I'm just trying to get a. I'm trying to look for other options. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, I mean, some of these are a little bit like band-aid loans. I mean, the Knight one, I don't know, probably is a bit more expensive because it sounds like a second position loan. That's usually how that works. But if we can wrap all those together and get you some more, I think that would be most beneficial for you, especially if we can stretch out that term to like a longer term or, you know, more manageable payment. Okay. So we're kind of looking at, you know, 70 or 80,000 sounds like, in capital. When were you looking to bring that on? Like pretty immediately?
When I'm in the process, I'm actually going to the bank to see if they could do this equipment loan.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of looking at options. So I mean,
whatever
works, because we want to just get this rolling, get the machine in. It takes about, you know, almost 3 weeks for everything to start rolling. So, yeah, I mean, the sooner the better, basically, so we can get this going.
Okay, so it would take, like, 3 weeks to get it, like, what, delivered and installed and everything like that? Is that what you mean? Okay.
Yeah, right.
Is that from the time you order it to the time it's, like,
yeah,
working?
The time I'm approved with somehow getting the loan. This loan. I really don't want to do no lease. I just leased my smog equipment. And I'm almost done with it, so that's why I'm bringing this on. I don't want another lease. The lease was like really expensive. It came out to be about $80,000 after all said and done. I don't know. It's just a ridiculous number.
Yeah. What was the original cost of it?
About $60,000, the same. And then it's a 5-year. It's a 5-year loan, so I'm only have one more year. So.
Okay. All right. Well,
I mean, not a loan. It's actually a lease.
A lease. Is that like a lease where it's like a dollar buyout or something like that? Well, you're going to own it at the end?
I'm not even sure. That's what I don't know. I didn't even realize it was that type of lease where, you know, where I have to call and find out what the buyout
what's
is.
What's going to happen in a year, yeah.
I know, right? So, we're new at, you know, these kind of loan, and, you know, I don't know anything about finance, you know, money-wise. I don't know how this whole thing works as far as, you know, but as far as business, we know that you have to get some sort of money to get us going, so that's what I did.
Yeah, I'd be lost if I was under a car, but I know what I'm doing in the finance world, so.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, we definitely have let me ask you this. What were your gross annual sales last year?
The gross sales last year?
Yeah.
We did $570,000.
$570,000, okay. And then how's your credit look?
Last time I checked was like 680.
That's not bad. That's about average. 680.
I know I got my balances, everything like balances are high. That's, you know, I don't have any late payments or anything like that. It's just high.
Oh, okay. It's just like an overutilization kind of a thing, not necessarily.
It's been high since 2012, since we opened. So it's never, you know, until I start, you know, putting money back into myself, then I'll it'll probably be better. But right now, just, you know, mainly just concentrating on the business.
Yeah, I totally understand. Is that kind of why the bank won't lend to you, or your local bank, you said?
They just said it's really hard to give out loans. That's all they tell me. It's really hard to give out loans right now, small business loans. They said it's really hard for small business to get loans. That's all I hear. You know, they don't really give me specifics.
Oh, they don't?
Huh. And it sucks, yeah. At first they said we're too new. The second thing they say when they see the returns, they said, you're not showing a high profit yet. And so like, well, yeah, the first 3 years are always losses because we put so much money into it. And we're still establishing. So there's no, I pretty much have to be in business for 10 years before I can get a solid loan from the bank.
From like a conventional bank, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's what we hear a lot. I was just curious if they had kind of told you a reason, you know. But yeah, makes sense. I mean, it is very tight right now with conventional banks, especially big banks. You know, the recession's still kind of fresh in their mind, and they're trying to not get burned with that. But
right.
So, for the equipment financing, that's mostly based off of, honestly, off of your credit, which is average. But you could have a 680 that looks really terrible or a 680 that looks really good. And from what you're saying, it sounds like you would be a really good 680, right? You don't have late payments, so you're not in default on anything, right? So, I'm confident that we could get you approved for that 60,000 of equipment, which would be a 3 to 5 year loan, monthly payments, obviously. And we do have, we have lease programs where they're like a dollar buyout and that sort of thing. And we also have equipment financing, just straight financing. But that's really up to you. So if you wanted to do just equipment financing, we have programs available like that.
Okay.
Usually what we say is like if you want equipment and capital, it's best to get qualified and get the equipment first
Okay.
because you'll qualify for a better program than if you do
Okay.
work in capital and then you do equipment, right? So if you
Okay.
wanted to apply with us, we would get you done with your equipment, and then we would put your working capital right after that, just help you
Okay.
out with pricing and everything.
Okay.
As far as the working capital, we usually can get 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales approved. So we could probably get conservatively 600, I mean 60,000 to maybe 70,000. I don't know about 80,000. I think that'd be a bit of a stretch. But the way that our
Okay.
approvals work is that we would just get you approved for the max amount or the most amount as possible and for the longest term possible. And then you can kind of
Okay.
choose where you want to go from there. It might come back that we have you approved for 75 or for 70 or whatever. But then halfway through the program, you can renew, you can pull out more money. Can lengthen your term, everything like that. So,
Okay.
you could get more, halfway through your loan if you needed to. Does
Okay.
that sound like something you'd be interested in, or?
Yeah, I just wanted to see what the numbers look like first on the as far as that the capital goes. If you can tell me what you can offer on the 'cause I'm just gonna get just two options. One is through you to see 'cause I don't want to keep calling everybody to get the best deal. And I'm gonna
Sure,
one and
sure.
I'm gonna go through the bank, which is to get the equipment loan, see if they're what they can do, and then just take it from there.
Okay.
I don't know if that's something you can figure out right away, if you can get approved or not. I don't know what you need from me. And then
Yeah.
as far as the capital one, you can always shoot me a daily or a week or a monthly one, if whatever it is that you actually do offer, and I'll think about it to see if it works out, because I don't want to stretch my cash either on a daily basis.
Right. You mean with the payments and everything?
Correct. Yeah.
Right, yeah. We would want that to be manageable. Also, like, we're not going to give you a loan that you can't afford because that's not good for either of us, right?
Right. No.
So.
We're definitely, on the road to doing more revenue this year than last year, that's for sure. So I just don't know what you would need from me in order to look at getting it approved, but
Yeah, the only thing we would need from you is a one-page application, which I could send it to you in the email, and then 6 months of bank statements and last year's tax return.
okay.
Have you done 2015 yet?
I have.
Okay, cool. A lot of people extend, so I don't know. We could have used 2014, but if you have 2015, send that. And then, do you guys take credit cards?
We do.
Is that a like pretty large percentage of your business? I would assume probably, huh?
It is, yeah. It's like I would say 90%
Oh wow,
or
okay.
more. Yeah, 90% or more, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, maybe that's it's not just me then that pays for their mechanic bills on their credit cards. That's
Yeah.
good.
Yeah.
So we would also need then like four we would need 4 months of the merchant statements. the credit card processing statements to just be able to show that revenue through the credit card processor.
Sure.
Sure. And then I know it. You can either fax it into me or email, whatever works best for you. Okay. And then also send me in that equipment quote since you have that already too.
Okay. You want a copy of it?
Just like a copy, or you can scan it in, or yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. Yep.
And then we can usually get you approved within 24 to 48 hours. So we'll be able to get you an answer, you know, of what that would look like, what your terms would look like and everything for the equipment within a couple days, probably by Friday. Can you get the paperwork to me by today, you think, or maybe tomorrow?
If you can shoot me an email, I'll try to get it to you by the end of today.
Okay, and then I can get it submitted tomorrow morning.
Yeah, what happened is I have to scan I have all the bank statements. I have to scan the and the tax on PDF already. I just need to scan that merchant one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, you have those paper copies or something.
Yeah.
All right, sounds good. So I'll send you over an email that says what everything we need in there. And then if you get that into me by today or tonight at some point after I'm gone, then I can get that over to underwriting tomorrow morning. And sometimes we can get an answer back the same day, but if not, definitely by Friday then.
You could take it. I mean, you could take the time. I do want to rush it, but I also don't want to rush it where, hey, this guy need it right away. Can you give me an answer where they might just say no?
I
want them to take it.
Take their time and get the best thing for you.
To see that, it's going to work, that we're going to pay you back. We've been paying. I finished all those daily balance. Like, I had one for a 15-month one, and that's done. So, I mean, and that was an $80,000 one. Anyway, that was for anyways.
You said you're gonna check with your bank too to see if they'll finance that equipment. Is that right?
The equipment, yeah. If they're, like I said, I don't put my faith in the bank right now, but she did say to bring it in and they'll take a look at it,
Mm-hmm. Sure, so, sure.
We'll see.
Yeah. Okay. When are they supposed to give you an answer about that? Is that probably?
Well, I'm going to bring it in today. I was actually going to bring it in today.
So oh, okay.
We'll see what the
sometimes,
answer is.
Sometimes brick and mortar banks are a bit of a process on telling you yes or no or what, but.
Yeah, well, she's telling me that because we've been, I don't know. I like I said, I don't have faith in banks, but I'm gonna try to do it because it is our bank and they know how we've been operating and how much money's been going through that, the checking account. So they can hopefully analyze it and say, hey, they can afford this,
Sure, sure. Plus they're holding on to your deposits and everything else, so you would think that they would be a bit more comfortable with it, but
But they also have the other criteria of a credit score and tax return. That's the thing. It's like there's pieces of things that they have to go through, I guess, too. Just like
They have a very stringent regulations on what they can lend to, and we have a bit more flexible, rules like that. But a lot of times too, banks look at your net income on your tax return. Conventional banks, I should say, which is always low because you didn't start a business to just pay a bunch of taxes, right? Like, you're going
to
write off as much as possible, and we understand that, so.
That's it.
Yeah, so.
And they know that, but.
Yeah. But they have their rules, so they kind of got to stick with them, but we have a bit more flexible rules, so. All right, well, I can get this over to you in the email. Look for about 10 minutes or so. I'll write you an email. And then I'll let you know as soon as we know.
Okay, I'll get this over to you, okay? Thank you.
All righty, thank you. Bye-bye.
And bye-bye.